Hi, my name's Amy, and I'm a Grateful Recovering COSA member. I'd like to talk a little bit about making amends to myself as part of the ninth step, which it's a little bit ironic for me to be talking about because this was the first time in my step work that I ever felt resistance to doing something that my sponsor asked. And it was maybe the second disagreement that we had had in our sponsor-sponsee relationship, and it was I was pretty obstinate in my feeling that I was not willing to waste my time making amends to myself. When I had made my 8-step list, I had certainly gone back through my 4th and 5th step, and I had thought out the ways not only that I had harmed others, but I had made a list of the wrongs that I had committed towards myself and the way that I had harmed myself. But I really felt like, well, I could see a clear and compelling reason why I needed to make amends to others for the harms that I had done, how I needed to take responsibility for those actions. I could see the value in doing that. I really didn't see any value in making amends to myself. I felt like, okay, I know I've done these things. I know they harmed me. That's good enough. Moving right along. And that definitely wasn't my sponsor's attitude towards it. And there's a sentence that on page 5 of the COSA 9th Step booklet says, if we were thorough in making our step 8 list, we often discovered that we had done the most harm to ourselves. I don't know if I did the most harm to myself or to others, and I don't think it really matters. But what is clear is that I had harmed myself. And I remember coming back to my sponsor and having completed, I had taken a trip where I had been able to finish the majority of my step 9 amends that I had left and being really excited about it. And my sponsor was excited for me and supportive. And she brought up making amends to myself and when I was going to begin to make some kind of amends to myself. And I was a little bit shocked because I hadn't been expected to do that. And I told her, what am I supposed to do? What are you expecting me to do? And she said, you know, I feel like you've harmed yourself. There are ways that you've identified that you have harmed yourself and you need to make amends to yourself. And I absolutely, with as much obstinacy as I could, dug my heels in and didn't really want to have anything to do with that. And so my sponsor asked me to go back and to meditate on the words of the 8th step, where we talk about making amends to them all, to all the people that we have harmed. And she asked me to think about, am I a part of that all? If I've harmed myself and I refuse to make amends to myself, can I really say that I have made amends to them all? And I had to admit that she had a point. And so it took some prayer for me to become willing because there was some part of me, and I didn't understand why at the time, that felt like this was just the biggest waste of time. Really just wanted to move on. I knew I had done me wrong, and couldn't I just move on with it? But I prayed about it, and I believe that willingness and thoroughness and humility are hugely important parts of working the steps. And I came to realize that maybe it was a little bit out of balance that I wasn't willing at all to address any of the ways that I had harmed myself. And looking back, I really see that for me, it was feeding into that part of me that felt undeserving. Yes, I could see why, you know, I needed to make amends to others, but a part of me didn't feel deserving of my own love and of my own care and of doing something directly about the ways that I had harmed myself. And, you know, I think that making amends to myself is a great act of self-love, actually. You know, I had a real problem with self-hatred when I came into the program, and that's something that my higher power has really worked on. And maybe it was, and I think looking back, that a part of that learning to love myself was being willing to treat myself as if I was worthy of my own amends, as much as anyone else that I had harmed on that list was. And so I did become willing to do it. It maybe wasn't the thing at the time that I was most excited about doing, but I found the willingness to do it. And just like any other amends, again, in the Step 9 booklet, it says that making amends is not simply an apology for wrongs done. It's about, as a part of our amends, we need to change our behavior and to make compensation for what we've done. And so that was kind of, you know, so it's not simply what I was trying to do in my mind, which was basically kind of the tantamount to an insincere apology. Yes, I've glanced at my list of harms to myself and okay, I acknowledge them and moving right along. I needed that. That to me is kind of the equivalent of the flippant apology that I was giving to myself. No, making amends are more than that. It's about actually doing something about those harms and making some kind of compensation to myself for those harms, and then being willing to go on and do the important work of the living amends to myself. I will say that making amends to myself wasn't quite as straightforward as making amends to others. And in my mind, my amends to myself kind of fell into three different categories. There were the direct amends, what I think of as symbolic amends, and what I think of as living amends. And I think for each one of us, this is, you know, a great place. There are so many different ways that we can make amends to ourselves. And some people perhaps find an amends for every single harm that they've done to themselves. And there's a great section in the COSA 9-step booklet about forgiving ourselves and making amends to ourselves. And it talks about some of the ways that we can do it. And I can only talk about what I did. And I did not go and try to dream up an amends for every single possible way that I had harmed myself, but I did decide to make some direct amends to myself. One of the ways that I had consistently hurt myself was from a very young age all the way up until recovery, I really didn't believe that I was worthy or deserving of love unless I was taking care of and responsible for others. And that had started very, very young in my life to the point where I never really remembered feeling like a child. At the age that I was a child, I was taking care of my brother and doing laundry and cooking and cleaning and emotionally supporting my one of my parents who is an addict. And that's how I continued in my adult life, was this sense of having the weight of the world on my shoulders. And one of the things that I realized that I longed for was a sense, and it's something that's still profoundly important to me in my recovery today, was a sense of play and lightheartedness and joy. And so one of the things I did, and it was simple to make amends to myself, was I went and I made a date with myself to go sit in the park. And I love to swing on the swings. And when my nieces and nephews will let me do it with them today, I'm the one that wants to see who can, I act like a 7-year-old and I want to see who can swing the highest. And I love it. And so I actually went and I just went one night and I went to a playground and I swung on the swings and I went down the slides and I just tried to recapture a sense of play. And I've tried to build a sense of play back into my life where the world isn't so heavy and so serious. Being responsible is important, but every moment isn't about the burden of having responsibilities. Sometimes it's okay for life to be a little bit lighthearted. And another thing I did was that I wrote a letter to myself. And I had done this with some of the amends that I made to others, where I had really written down, if I had a lot of things to make amends for or complex amends, I would write a letter before I sat down with that person and get really clear about what it was I was making amends for and what I needed to say. And this was similar and a little bit different, but with the guidance of my higher power, I wrote a letter to myself and I acknowledged the ways that I had hurt myself, the ways that I had tried to fit myself into a mold that would make me lovable, the ways, just the incredible pain that I had caused myself through neglecting my own needs and wants and turning away from myself over and over and over again. And I sat down and I looking at my 8-step list, I wrote a letter, and I wrote a letter acknowledging the ways that I had harmed myself, and committing to myself, making a pact with myself that one day at a time, I was no longer going to continue to do that. I was no longer going to try to control others so that I could ignore and neglect myself. I was going to stop never giving myself time to enjoy life, feeling like I needed to buy love from other people, giving gifts that I couldn't afford to give. I was going to stop spending my emotional energy on others and give some of it to myself. I was going to, you know, I promised myself that I was going to Sorry, I lost my train of thought, but I really wrote a letter listing all the ways that I'd harm myself and committing to going forward and treating myself differently and treating myself the same way that I would want to treat other people, with the same care and consideration, with some balance and some consideration for my own feelings. Another way that I made amends to myself, and it was interesting because I did this before I had ever read this in the Step 9 booklet, but I actually went and I bought myself a ring, and I wear it every single day, and it's made of 3 different colors of gold, which to me kind of symbolizes both the past, the present, and the future. And I wear that ring every single day to remind me. I bought it as a gift to myself to symbolize my own commitment to change. But it's funny because when I look at it now, to me, it's a symbol of everything that the program means to me. So it's a symbol of the way that I want to be with others in my life, and also of the way that I want to treat myself, of the need to take care of myself, to put my recovery first, to focus on my higher power and my relationship with my higher power, about building a better life in the future, one day at a time, than the life that I have left behind through the process of recovery. And that has become a really, really beautiful symbol to me, not just of my amends to myself, but of just the entire, everything that recovery means to me. But I think that the biggest part for me of making amends to myself has been an honest commitment to one day at a time doing better, because I am definitely not perfect. And it's really easy for me, if I'm not paying attention, to slip into caretaking or trying to control an outcome or trying to get something that I want, or getting so busy doing things that I neglect making time for myself. I forget to take time out to stop and smell the roses or go have dinner with a friend or do something that I enjoy or engage that sense of play. And I'm not perfect. I'm human, and that's okay. But one day at a time, I try my best to focus on taking care of myself and not falling into those patterns of things that cause me harm as a ongoing part of my recovery, a real commitment to doing that. And, sometimes the most powerful amends that we can make is to practice our recovery and to work with others. And I think that that is maybe, in an encapsulated way, the greatest way that I make amends to myself is every day I commit to working my program of recovery. Because if I'm working my program, if I'm continuing to work the steps, to live by the principles, to take inventory, to be connected to my higher power, I'm more likely to become aware of when I'm tipping out of balance and I'm not meeting my own needs, as well as when I'm doing things that might be harmful to others. But every day, trying to the best of my ability to practice those principles and then to pay it forward and to work with others and to share that gift with others is probably the greatest amends that I can ever make to myself. And, the irony of it all is that really one of the things too, one of the most important amends that I made was, as I was choosing to make amends to myself, I had a moment with my higher power. I'm looking at the list and I saw that there was really one thing that stood out to me as a way that I had harmed myself over and over. Probably above all patterns of behavior, there was one that really strikingly stood out as something that caused me tremendous pain and shame. And probably not surprisingly, it was an area where I'd had to make a lot of amends to other people. And the cumulative result was really hearing from my higher power that part of the amends to myself needed to be looking at working on another addiction that I had in my life in addition to my co-sex addiction. And so part of my amends to myself was to begin to address that issue in my life. And the gift that has really come out of all of this, like I said, I went into making amends to myself with this feeling of, at first, this absolute, this is a waste of my time, sponsor, why do you want me to do this crazy thing, to kind of this, okay, God, if this is really what you need me to do, I'm willing to do it. And the gifts were a little bit different. You know, the gifts of making amends to others, I've talked about, there was this sense of really finally feeling like the past had slipped away from me, a sense of profound freedom, of letting go of all of that guilt and shame and remorse, and a feeling of self-esteem that came from aligning myself with my values. When I make amends to myself, the gifts are a little bit different. But I think there's actually an increased humility when I realize, because to me, humility is about, I've heard other, there's someone I love in the program that says this a lot, and it is to me kind of how in my mind defined humility is right relationship with my higher power and right relationship with others. And with my higher power, that's understanding, you know, where the pecking order is. And with my fellow human beings, it's understanding that I am not less than or more than any other person. And so when I make amends to myself, I'm really practicing humility. I'm practicing realizing that those harms that I have done to myself, they count as much as the harms done to other people. And they need to be addressed in the same way that my harms to others do. So I really bring myself into a sense of humility and balance when I became willing to do that. And it's also kind of an antidote. It's like the acting as if I felt before that undeserving, if I felt like it was a waste of my own time to make amends to myself, because God knows I was certainly not deserving of that time, then I really begin to act against the belief that I'm not worthy of my own love, my own time, my own care, that everyone else is more important than me. And I think that that was a huge lesson. There was a beauty in making amends to myself that I couldn't see, but my higher power could, in doing that, in a restoration to understanding that I do need and I am worthy of my own love and care. And so, as obstinate as I felt about it when I set out, as willful as I was, as much as I absolutely positively did not want to make amends to myself, it was maybe one of the most powerful gifts that I gave to myself. And I'm really, really grateful that I did. And like I said earlier, I think there's a lot of ways to do it. And I think it's great to have talk it out with a sponsor, because I've heard a lot of different coaches talk about a lot of different ways that they've made amends to themselves. And I don't know that there is one right way, but I think it's important to recognize the harms that we have done to ourselves and to try to make amends for those just as much as we make amends to others. And so with that, I'll close and thank you for listening.